Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed are those whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. This is the crux of our first lesson for this week. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. What a difficult prophecy. I know many around here would like to hear things like, blessed are those who work hard. Blessed are those who raise their children well. Blessed are those who don't do drugs. Or blessed are those who make their own way in life, or other things of the sort. Instead, the words of the prophet Jeremiah convict us that we are not blessed by our own actions, wisdom, or any effort on our part. We are blessed when we place our trust in God as the one from whom all blessings flow. Those who lived in ancient Judah, and especially in Jerusalem, seemed to struggle deeply with trusting in the Lord too. Jeremiah called them to account, saying, "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make their flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land." Jeremiah's audience in the ancient world had heard from the time they were miraculously freed from Pharaoh's oppression in Egypt that they were God's chosen ones. For centuries they had grown comfortable and secure in the knowledge that they were favored by the Lord. They were a city on a hill which gave light to the nations because our Lord, Adonai in Hebrew, dwelt in the temple in the midst of their city. And God would never abandon them. Right? They began to trust in their own abilities, their power to grow food and make money, all while neglecting to give thanks to God for the gift of the promised land beneath their feet and the holy temple at their center. When the Babylonians came, the Judeans would prove to be like, quote, a shrub in the desert, living in the parched places of wilderness. Because they did not trust in the Lord, they had no peace when trouble came. Honestly, though, placing our trust in the Lord is often easier said than done. I think that many people prefer to pretend that they can make it by on their own and do not need to place their trust in anything or anyone other than themselves. The image of a small shrub in the desert is more fitting to them. Sometimes it is easier to be like a shrub in the wilderness. Because even though the shrub's existence is small, it does not need much. The shrub is content to be small, shy away from the world, turn in on itself, and get by without an abundance of water or soil nutrients. I think many in this world would prefer to be like the shrub when it comes to questions of where they place their trust. They want to turn to nobody but themselves. It is a tall order for some to turn to the Lord, and they would rather pretend that they are all alone in the wilderness than give their heart to God by finding help in communities of the faithful and thriving by doing so. As Christians, though, we are called to put our trust in the Lord and in so doing be like the tree who is planted by a stream. The one who trusts in the Lord faces adversity with courage, knowing that even if things go sideways on us, we are sustained by the waters of God's love. Those who trust in the Lord do not live in fear of the future, but grow tall and spread our branches wide because our roots are deep and we will not easily fall. Unlike the shrub which lives in constant fear of not having enough water and being choked out by the heat, the tree grows big and tall because it is sustained by waters that flow abundantly and deeply, deeper than most can even see. The tree does not shy away from the world, but staying strong in its midst because it trusts that its life is in the Lord and is blessed already for trusting in the Lord's leading. Jeremiah's images of the withering shrub and the tree planted by a stream are very fitting for congregations these days, and how we think about the future that God is calling us to. Many communities of faith like ours, ones that have been around for decades or even centuries, struggle to trust that their ministries are like trees, because many of our communities are older and have fewer members every year. Families with children are not joining our ranks in droves like they once did. And many who grew up in churches like ours are no longer attending now that they are adults. With realities like these all around us, it is easy to look inward, shy away from the world like a shrub in the wilderness, and trust that we can get by if only we learn to live with less. Less vision, less expenses, smaller budgets, and fewer members. The shrub in the wilderness never expects much of itself, nor does it require much to keep on surviving. So many churches face challenges of our time by trying to become shrubs. Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana, however, is not like a shrub in the wilderness. It is a tree that is planted by flowing streams, which has grown tall and will continue to do so long into the future. Why do I say this? Well, for several reasons. First, our roots run deep. We as a church have been placing our trust in the Lord for our existence for over 80 years now. Our faith has led us to war and back, through minor economic recessions and great ones. Pastors coming and going, harsh winters and dry summers, and we have even survived numerous sewage backups together. Like a sycamore planted next to Spring Creek, Faith Lutheran Church has been drawing on the waters of our faith for generations now, and our roots run deep as a result. The second reason that I say Faith Lutheran is like Jeremiah's tree planted by a stream is that we have grown tall and our branches have spread wide. When I say we have grown tall, I'm not talking about our physical height, though that certainly applies to some of us. We have grown tall so that our branches have spread to provide shade and protection for many areas of our valley. I'm ashamed to say it, but these days many churches focus only on preaching, music, and to be honest, church showmanship more than they do the nitty-gritty work of the gospel. Their worship is more about looking good and sounding cool than it is about proclaiming the gospel, taking care of the sick and homebound, and providing for the poor. Not so here at Faith. Our branches have spread over this valley because we are a church that makes sure the breadbasket has food on its shelves and volunteers to help feed the hungry. We are a church that feeds people at Shepherd's Table every month. We are a church that supports Safe Harbor, the Boys and Girls Club, the Mission Valley Children's Choir, Hospital Chaplaincy at St. Luke, and the Helping Hands Fund, just to name a few ministries we support. People come to our church regularly for assistance, and organizations look to partner with us because they recognize that we are a church whose branches have spread wide over the community we serve, empowering us to reach beyond ourselves each and every day. Finally, I submit that Faith Lutheran Church is like the tree in Jeremiah's prophecy, because we do not shy away from the challenges that come our way, but face them head on together. Do this in small ways by coming to church every week to pray for those in the hospital or those who are hurting in other ways. We do this simply by sharing blessings of peace together, week in and week out, even though we are people that have a lot of differences. In this polarized time in which we live, it is powerful to come together as a community with differing opinions, perspectives, parties, backgrounds, abilities, family histories, the list goes on. and still to support one another as we make it through this life together. And we face challenges together in the biggest ways possible when we lose our friends and family, but then lean in to comfort, pray, and support one another as we share our hope in the resurrection. We should not take for granted that we are a church that faces death itself together with Christian hope and love, instead of shying away and leaving the grieving to fend for themselves. We pray this week especially for Helga, Jerome, and Monica, the loss of Camille. Brothers and sisters, I proudly proclaim that we as a church are like a tree that is planted by the ever-flowing waters of a stream. Our trust is in the Lord, and the Lord is our trust. We have not hidden away like a withering shrub in the desert, but have grown tall with wide branches that provide shade for many in our community. May the blessings that come from placing our trust in the Lord never cease. May the Lord continue to keep us strong for decades to come. Now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.